Got a lot more to do, don't you?
Yeah. Because I'm not moving.
Hey, how do you like your new shoes?
Fine.
Remember how you didn't want them?
Yeah.
Guess you changed your mind, huh?
Nuh-uh. I changed my mind. All I wanted is the ones like these.
Uh-huh. Wildcat?
I want wildcats.
You don't want ones like Ron?
No. I want wildcats.
You think those are better than the other ones?
Yeah.
Better than the Nikes?
I love them.
You do?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you like them, honey.
I think I'm going to kiss them because I love them.
There's a lot more work here to do before you start kissing things. Let's get all the toys away. Let's get all the toys
away.
You've got a lot of work to do in this place, Mark.
I wish I could kiss them.
Don't say any dirty words, Mark.
You know what I always wish I could kiss?
What?
A bear.
A bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean this bear.
Hi Ross, how'd you do? Did you win?
25. Get the present.
Oh, I might.
No, Mark, I got to do it at school, Mark.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, I might give you a present later if you keep on working this weekend, Ross.
Okay.
Could you go down and get another 25?
I'll try, okay?
Okay.
And if I do,
don't ask me if what happens. Don't bargain with your father. That's
when the trouble starts. I'm just telling you what I'll do.
That's when the trouble starts.
If I don't get 25, then I'll start going along more shots and try to get one more 25.
Okay.
And then I'll have to get 25 after that then.
Right. But let's not bargain for presents anymore, okay?
Look what pile I'm doing.
Good.
Look how big it's getting.
What is it doing?
Look how big I'm making this thing.
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, no, very good.
Happy? Are you happy with that big setup?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I made it. It was too big.
Yeah, I know.
What? I taped the string off and put them on.
Uh-huh.
And I put the stuff on.
Okay.
This is my clown.
Yeah.
Don't tell that to my the other people, because it's a secret.
Okay.
You and me.
Don't tell it to Ross and Mama.
No.
Not
even Ross and Mom.
Okay.
Where's my fox?
Your fox?
Yeah.
Maybe he's missing.
You know what? We always put E.T. up there to scare Count Dracula.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So should we put him up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's the fox. I found the fox.
Okay.
That's where we always put E.T. And he keeps on falling down.
Well, there's a reason for that.
There.
There's a reason for him falling. Okay. Now let's get the rest of the Lego put back, okay? Can you put all the Lego back? See all the Lego trains?
Yeah, I see them.
A lot of work to do, isn't there, Mark?
Not too much this time.
We're just about finished?
Uh-huh.
Aren't you happy I didn't count?
Yeah.
It makes you nervous to have you count, doesn't it?
You shouldn't count, you know why?
Why?
What
makes you nervous?
It makes me nervous, and I cry and scream.
No, I heard you cry.
And says, and I say, wow, this is not a fun day.
Yeah. Okay, now action figures back and Lego back, okay? Both of them. you some more action figures.
Action figure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are action. The slinky goes in here. I got no place for the slinky.
Okay, move through here.
Know where I got the slinky to go?
What's that?
In a very clean spot. In a very clean spot. Uh-huh. Know where?
Where?
Here.
Okay, now put all the other stuff away in the other spot.
Look at W. Warwick.
Good.
Look at W. Warwick.
Got a lot more work to do, Mark. You got to put away the walkie-talkie. And there's a Lego piece and some Lego under the bed. You're not finished yet.
I'm almost.
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot more work. A lot more work to do. Here's another action figure. Uh-oh. What's wrong? You really got hurt, huh?
Yeah.
That's too bad, Marky. Marty brought me my tape recorder and said, Daddy, you're forgetting something. Actually, I hadn't really forgotten, hadn't walked away without it, but I guess he wanted to remind me not to just leave it there. Mary said in her pidgin Hungarian, Isht, my stomach. And Marty said in correct Hungarian, Istenem, from the other room. Okay, move over, guys.
What is it?
You know what Istenem is?
No go bot, Mark.
Istenem.
Oh, no go bot.
No go bot, no. I don't have a go-butt, honey.
I thought you were going to bring something.
I don't have a little go-butt. I don't have a little go-butt. I have to go to the store to get little go-butts.
No, I
you thought I had it in my box?
I thought...
You children have been getting too many presents. That's your problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't had one all week.
Oh, wait a minute. All week. But most kids don't get them. Like, they get like one a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jamie gets one a day.
Well, you were there for a while, too, and that's too much.
Yeah, but let's make that not one. Nine.
Well, why does she get so many toys?
I do not know.
She must be spoiled, huh?
Yeah, we're not spoiled.
What?
We're not spoiled. Well,
no,
we're
not as bad.
Spoiled.
You're not as spoiled. You're getting too spoiled, though.
She gets nine toys a day.
I don't care. Uh-huh.
Derek. Jamie.
Nine toys a day.
What does she get? Tell me all the names of all the toys.
There's so many I can't count.
Well, do you know the names of any of them?
But she writes stories too.
She does? What are the stories?
She gave them to Mrs. Jones.
She does? Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to write stories?
But it's got to be periods, and it's got to be handwriting, English, and
spelling,
all right.
Okay, well, we can work on it. Would you like to do that?
And got to make some pictures.
Well, let's just do the start off with the stories, okay?
Okay, but I'll make a picture, okay?
That'd be good. What would you like to tell? What story would you like to tell?
Let's see.
About your little brother and how he went pee on the floor?
Mm-mm. I want to tell you something. Well, I'll make up a space story.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Or you could tell about the story when you went to Washington?
No, it's just going to be a space story.
Sounds
Let's
good.
Let's see, what should the name be?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, Daddy, you know what I'm going to do for, you know what I'm going to do, the day.
What is
the space world?
The space world.
And you know what I'm going to do on the day after this day. You know what I'm gonna do?
What, Mark?
I'm gonna make something real, real tall. It's gonna be another house.
It is?
Yeah.
Will that be your favorite?
Yeah.
What is Mommy doing?
Huh? She's brushing her teeth.
Sounds very noisy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
It's her toothbrush. It's not her toothbrush.
Mom, is that you brushing? Oh, no,
she's beating. I think she's beating her food.
No, she's
chopping with a knife.
I want to see what level
no, no,
she's
no.
in.
Oh, she's going Mindstorm. Don't
I
you dare.
See.
No, you're in bed
oh,
now.
Please.
Oh, no, you don't get
I
in
I want to, too.
Oh, absolutely not. Get back in. I don't care what level she's in. We're going
Mom,
to...
what level are you in?
Yeah, three. Now get in here. We don't get to watch Mommy do Mindstorm because it's time to go to bed. Is that clear?
No.
What do you mean, no? Is that what happens when I go away? You guys start getting bad?
We start getting no presents.
You bet. You bet.
And we start getting unspoiled.
I know. Maybe you don't...
We start losing some toys.
You don't lose toys.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got E.T. out of the closet. And the little fox.
Who?
Who found those toys?
Mom.
I did. Oh.
Mark found them.
And they were in one of the big drawers downstairs in the basement.
Yeah. Do you like E.T.?
I like
E.T. You did love me.
But you didn't miss him.
No. Oh, yes, I did.
Well,
oh,
yes, no one ever said, where is E.T.?
Oh, yeah, but I wanted to find out myself.
And no one said, where's the little fox?
Mark wanted to find himself.
Yeah. Okay, would you boys please tell me a story now? Mark,
Dad,
I want Mark to tell a story. Okay.
Once upon a time, there was one Ewok.
Okay.
One little Ewok.
Yeah.
And he said, I guess I'm gonna go. And he always talked to his mom when it was morning and she was making his favorite breakfast.
Oh. What did he say?
And he said, good morning, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he always calls, and he always called his mom Daddy. And he always, all the time, he always spins around and around. And he got more babies. And then, when all the babies were there, they all played with each other, and they all had a home to live in. And the Ewoks were all dancing around. They had a party that day, and it was someone's birthday that day, and when it was nighttime, the little Ewok got good sleep, and at the morning, he said, Mama, what breakfast are you making?
Uh-huh.
And she said, the same breakfast, and he says, oh. Then he says, well, I guess I'm going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, then in the other nighttime, then on Friday, he has show and tell.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only day I have show and tell.
Uh-huh.
And then
yeah.
When it was morning,
there was a rainbow out, and he climbed up it, and he says, "This is not very fat."
Fat?
Far.
Not very far. Okay. Yeah.
And he says, "Wee!" When he slides down off of the rainbow.
Oh, he slid down, huh?
Yeah, on the grass.
Uh-huh.
It says, "Ooh, I'm gonna play on my swing." And he swings and swings and swings. And he has, and that's where his playground is. And he slides, and he climbs up there and slides again. And
Dad, my stomach grumbled. Well,
and he, and in the nighttime, they always put close their playground.
I see.
And at the morning,
Mom.
And at the morning, they get it. And at the morning, always in the night, the Ewok wins every star of Mindstorm.
Really?
He gets
Jeez, that's great.
Fifth and third and second and all of it.
Wow.
And even in the morning he gets it.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime he gets it.
Uh-huh. In the meantime too, right?
Yeah, where they fight.
What happens in the meantime?
It's not really fighting.
What happens in the meantime, honey?
I don't know.
Is the meantime really mean?
No.
No, it's not mean.
Is
in the meanwhile? How about the meanwhile? Meanwhile.
Just let me tell the story.
Okay, sorry.
And then all day, he always plays with stories. He got 23, he got 25, he got 25 every day.
Oh, yeah.
And he got...
He was pretty happy, wasn't he?
And he got presents every day.
No, they stopped giving him presents then.
Uh-huh.
Ewok parents said, "No more presents, little Ewok."
Nuh-uh.
You're getting too many presents, they said.
They said that he could have all the presents he wanted if he asked nicely.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he says, "Do you think I'm getting spoiled?" And she says, "Yes." And "Can I have any more presents?"
Uh-huh.
And she says, "Yes, uh-huh. I'll give you one."
I see.
And then he says, "I mean a GoBot."
Uh-huh.
"Yes, that is real little. So I'll give it to you."
Oh, I see.
And he plays with it.
Uh-huh.
And he got another GoBot, another GoBot, another GoBot.
No, Russ. No. What? You can't go to see Mommy.
I'm not gonna.
Where are you going?
I'm just gonna kind of look down here.
Okay.
And then the Ewok always, and the Ewok learned, he always learned that he shouldn't bake his breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And he always learned that he could make dessert.
Uh-huh.
He could the Ewok can make pancakes.
Yeah.
And waffles.
Yeah.
And the Ewok knows that he should never, never touch the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will burn your hand. And always when he touches ghosts, they conk him on the head and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I know that.
And he says, "That doesn't hurt the rough Ewok."
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because he's real rough.
Uh-huh.
You know what he can do?
What?
He can beat ghosts in the head.
Yeah.
Even in the nose.
Even in the nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the head.
Yeah.
Even in the ears.
And in what else happens?
And he always conks him in the foot.
And that's the end of the story?
And, no, wait. Yeah. Just, and always he lived, and he always played everything he wanted, and he lived happily ever after.
I see.